Before I start, I'm going to thank God for Sunday service, right? And I'm going to let you know that I wrote this before Sunday service. So this is the after effect. But God knows what he's doing, right? So the name of my lesson is called A Piece of Work to Be Done. And we are going to, you guys really don't even have to stand, but we're going to read from Mark 12, 30, and 31. So Mark 12, 30, and 31. Yep, Mark 12, 30, and 31. And let me know when you got it.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so here we go. Mark 12, 30 and 31 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." And 31 says, "And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." I'm going to also read the AMP version. You guys can sit down, it's okay. Not really formal. The AMP version says, "And you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, your life, and with all of your mind, your thought and understanding, and with all of your strength." And then 31 says, "And this is the second, that you shall unselfishly love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." So I'm going to start this because I feel like something happened to me on Sunday, right? Because that service is my revival in my heart, right?
Amen.
It's my revival in my heart because I'm in revival.
Amen.
I'm in revival and I'm live. And I feel like everything God is doing is activating life. Yeah. Everything. And I know it's not in my own ability or anything that I have to do. I'm just willing. That's it. This is nothing great about Sister Dawn. It's I'm willing, right? So I'm going to start this lesson like this. I love pure apostolic words.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. I love Developmental Wednesdays. I love this, right? Now, I always say I love it, but I do love it. I love our youth, and I love our pastor, and I love our fellowship, and I love every time we stand up and give a testimony, and I love ladies' fellowship, and I love men's fellowship, and I love to see the growth, and I love our worship, and I love the announcements, and I love breaking bread, and I love the food bank, and I love Josiah, Jaziel, and Jair. I love working with them. I love what God is doing in the three of us, or the four of us, right? I love the Zoom platform. I love Sunday school teachers. I love everything associated with what we do. I love game nights and fellowship outside of the church. And I love our lunches and our dinners when we go just congregate and fellowship. And I love seven-figure concerts. And I love the long drives afterwards when we leave the concerts. And I love supporting this body. And I love supporting the people in this body. And I love the graduations and the weddings and the backyard parties and barbecues. I love all of it. I love every single bit of it with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind, and all of my strength. And lately, we've been talking about 30 days a year. And I was so elated when I heard that the men were doing 30 days a year also, right? Because it's been so powerful in my life. It has done things that I didn't know needed to be done. It has reestablished some things, and it brought me into revival, right? Because some of those things that God has been focused on, because He has you focused on that one thing. And that one thing sometimes is real tough, right? Because you think, I got it. And then you start getting it because you're sitting back and you're reflecting on what God is doing in that area.
Yes.
And sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, but you just keep on pressing so you can keep growing, right?
Yes.
So I love everything about it, and I think this is one of the most powerful things that we have done in the body, because it causes accountability.
Right,
and to have accountability is allowing others to be transparent, right? So I also like the part of being the listener on the call, right? So when we meet for ladies fellowship and everybody's giving their status update, I love hearing what's going on, right? Not only is it ministering to me, so I don't have to, I can follow suit in areas, or I can make sure I don't go that route in other areas. And then I can support and pray for the body effectively. So I love everything about it. And the action part of this assignment is so God can manifest things in the body to propel us forward. So simply put, because I'm like the most basic person on earth, God is doing this because we all have a task or a piece of work that needs to be done. Will we agree? We all have a task or a piece of work to be done. So I always have a but in my lesson, right? That's how I get down, that's how I write this out, right? But sometimes we get caught up in our abilities instead of what God is doing. So we get caught up in fear, and we get caught up in maybe our age, or how long we've been in church, or doubt, or we're just not sure of, or not knowing, or laziness, or it's just uncomfortable. Like standing up here is normally very uncomfortable for me. But at this point in life, I just love God, and I love this body. And so whatever it takes, I'm gonna do what I gotta do, right? Because I'm in revival, and I believe that we're all going to have revival. Because I have waited for that my whole life. I've waited, and I believe that it's coming sooner than later. I think another thing that gets in the way is sometimes we have this mindset of, that's not my role. That's not my role, that's your role. That's not for me to do, that's for you to do, Brother Mary, or you to do, Pastor Mikey, or you to do, Sister George. That's how we think, but it's not like that, right? So here I go, I'm gonna stir up some love and give works, which is actually in Hebrews. It says, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. So back in the day, we were going to another church, and this opportunity came up for me to teach. Well, it wasn't really my opportunity, but it was put out there, and so I said, I'll do it. And when I said I'd do it, I didn't really know the Bible. I didn't know the Bible at all, but I wanted to do something because God had done so much for me that I wanted to do something bad for God. So I'm like, I'll teach, and so I get this elementary class, right? And it was Brother Jaziel and Brother Jair and Brother Josiah. And they had just came from Sister Reese's class. And Sister Reese knows all the stories in the Bible. I know this. You know how I know? Because you're son. Yeah, that's how I know. So I get to teaching, right? And all of a sudden, I'm learning how to pray, right? And I'm trying to figure this out because I'm not a teacher. I just want to do something to help the body because I love God and I love the people and I just want to see something take place, right? So I start teaching them, and every week I come in and I don't really know the stories. And Brother Josiah will always correct me. And I would be telling my version of the story. And Josiah would be telling his side of the story. And of course it was the real story because I didn't really know the story. I'm winging it at this point, right? But I did it because I love God. I love God. He had did something in my life that I thought was impossible. And I just wanted to do something back, right? So I got little Josiah in there correcting me. And as he's correcting me, for real, he's teaching me these stories, right? I don't really know. I'm reading little books at home, the little, you know, Bible stories, and he's elaborating to my Bible story. I'm like, I didn't see that part. Well, I wasn't reading the Bible. They're in elementary. What do they know? Sister Reese. Lisa. So I was winging it, but I started growing in that position, right? And I started learning, and I started hearing God's voice. And I was figuring out how to teach, right? Nobody taught me, I'm winging it, for real. But I learned how to do certain things because I just put forth the effort to do it.
Amen. Amen.
So, there was a need, and I met that need. And honestly, I don't think God ever said for me to do it. I think it was just, I'm going to help. And nobody's teaching the little kids, so I'm just going to do it. And so, as I do this, this is really the beginning of my journey, right? Because I had to rid off my excuses. Like, I'm new to all of this, and I don't know none of this, but I'm going to have to figure it out, right? So I had to remove all my excuses of why I couldn't do things, right? So I stepped up, scared now, and I began this journey. And I was looking at church people kind of funny, but I was just listening, right? And I learned how to pray because I was listening to others, and eventually those words became my words, and I started meaning them, right? And then I learned how to serve because other people were serving, and I simply followed the examples of what the body was doing. And I can tell you that some people in the body weren't doing the same thing, but I cleaved to the people that were moving, right? Because they were active,
yes.
And I wanted to be active.
Yes.
And so I learned how to read the daily bread, no lie. Because our pastor at the time stood up there and gave us a prayer chart, and he said, this will let you read the Bible in a year. And I was so determined to read the Bible in a year. And my truth of the matter is, I think I read the Bible 3 times before I really had any kind of understanding, and I made up all the words for people's names because I couldn't pronounce it. And so I did the most, but I was active. I was giving effort. I was trying. And about the 3rd year, I prayed to God, and I said, these years are long reading the Bible and not understanding what I'm reading. So could you help a girl out? And don't lie, this is my honest to goodness truth. God started showing me visuals because that's how I learned. And so he started showing me visuals and, you know, Josiah co-signing and teaching me the stories of the Bible. And then I'm sitting in the sanctuary and I'm learning more of the Bible. And that's really how I picked it up. It wasn't by my effort or my strength. It was simply because I loved God and I loved the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
So then after that, I started cleaning the church because it was a need. And over the years, I kept finding needs. And sooner or later, God started opening up more work to be done in the body. So I would know how a body functions. This is how tight God is, right? Because this is not my ability. I would never say, please pick me as a teacher. Like, that's not my strong suit. But nonetheless, I did it. And I would pray when I first started church, and I would try to hear God's voice. And I couldn't tell you the difference between God's voice, my voice, and the devil at the time. I couldn't. But I was trying it. I was putting in the action. I was just trying because I loved God. That's it. And so, when I read this scripture and it says, and you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, right? He said, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and to love unselfishly, right? So everything I just read is in your own ability. God did not give a commandment to love in his love or his strength or any of that. He said, love in yours, right? So I was like, that's deep, Lord. So check this out. First time I ever taught in front of a church body, was when we started Pure Apostolic Works, right? In real talk, this is my truth. I remember the name of my lesson. It was called Such Were Some of You. Such Were Some of You. And I remember because I barely could breathe. And my hands were sweating. And I went to the front And Jalen and Pastor Marquis had this little stool, and I sat on the stool. But I sat on the stool because I was so nervous. I thought my legs would give out because I was nervous. And honestly, I think it was Sister Yolanda, Brother Tony, Pastor Marquis, and Jalen. No lie. It wasn't this big old audience, but I was so scared. But you know why I did it? No. I did it because I loved what God was doing. He had just started a church. He had just started Pure Apostolic Works. And when he started that, there wasn't a lot of help, right? So I knew I had to step up my game because something had to be done to establish God's vision. It wasn't about me. It wasn't about my fear. It wasn't about what I didn't know. I think it took me like 2 months to write the lesson, no lie. Like, it took me forever. And then to agree to do it took forever. But I did it, right? And at that time, when we started Pure Apostolic Works, we were just winging it, right? We had a brand new church, and we had to build it. And all we knew was God said, start this church. So it was all new to all of us. So we used what we knew. And we prayed. That's all we did. We used what we knew, and we prayed, and it started. And honestly, I think we were all scared, because we just came out of a full body, and we didn't have to run the whole church, right? Yeah. This is brand new. So I'm saying this for everybody in the body, right? I know you're scared of things. I know you're unsure. I know you don't feel qualified. I know there's a lot of things that's holding you back, but we gotta go forward, right? So when God says something, we just have to do it, scared and all, uncomfortable and all, not sure of and all. We have to do those things, right? So at that point, I honored God, but I still didn't know what I was doing. And then as I started serving God and the church started growing and all that good stuff, Sister Markel started in. She's like, Auntie, you should start a youth group. I said, girl, shut up. I'm new like you. And she was like, yeah, I think we should have a youth group because we really need a youth group. Yeah. And so I'm not about that life. Like, I'm still hot-tempered. Right, I might buck up on your kid. Like, that's not for me. But I go home and I have this whole dream about this youth group. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I pray and I was like, this is what you want me to do? I don't even like it. Like, yeah. Like, for real. And he was like, yeah, that's what I need you to do. And God said, you're going to do it the right way because I'm going to show you how the body functions. And so you have to write a proposal to Pastor Marquis and Sister Jay. And you have to put a mission. And you got to put a mission statement. I'm like, this is a lot. Like, that's my sister and my brother. Can I just go tell them? Like, what are we doing, Lord? But I have to write this. And so I write it, and it wasn't as hard as I thought because God just started depositing. He just put it in me, right? Not the mission statement, I had to Google it. Like, what's a mission statement for you? Like, what do you use? Can I plagiarize? Like, what are we doing? Okay, but nonetheless, I did it. But that was Kelly's idea, right? And then God just pressed on me, like, this is what you need to do. And some of us have things that God are trying to establish and use us for, but we haven't stepped up because we feel like we lack. But the only thing that we lack is believing that God can. Amen, and God
amen,
will.
Amen. Amen.
When God taught me how to intercede, trust me, when I say the first time I interceded, I did not say, pick me a whole bunch of times, Lord, please pick me. I did not. It's exhausting. It's a lot. Sometimes you're carrying burdens for a month. Like, it was a lot. There was a lot of dark places, and I didn't know what I was doing, but he was teaching me. Every gift that God has given me, He has taught me.
That's right.
Right?
Amen.
So when he tells you to do something, do it, because he'll teach you.
That's right.
He'll teach you. He's not just going to leave you out there.
Right,
he's going to teach you. And are you going to feel uncomfortable? Absolutely.
Yes.
And are you going to be scared?
Yes.
You better believe it. Right? But if you didn't, then it might not even be worth it. If you just thought it was all about you, it's not. It's about him. So, but, so I started interceding. And I didn't like it because I had issues of my own. And I had a lot of sin in my life, and I was going through a whole bunch. And interceding for other people wasn't my top choice, because I'm trying to get me right. I know some of y'all can really understand that, because you're trying to get you right. But in you getting you right, sometimes you got to step out and help others
Amen.
Get right.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Because that's what deposits into your spirit and helps you grow.
Amen.
When you're active. When you're active propels you. It's not when you're sitting trying to figure out how to get you
right. That's
right.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
So some of us believe that interceding is just for some of us. But I'm going to destroy that mindset really, really quick, okay? Because prayer is for everyone.
Amen.
The more you pray, the more you may find that you are called to intercede, right? Because all intercession is standing in the gap for somebody else.
Amen.
And it teaches you how to love your neighbor. And it teaches you how to love God. That's what it does. That's all intercession is. So God knew how to get my attention for spiritual warfare, right? Because he didn't tap me on the shoulder and say, I'm going to put you in spiritual warfare. That's not what happened. J-Lo started having episodes, and everybody in the world knows I love my sister, right? I didn't pray and say, God, should I be fighting this battle? I didn't do that. I saw a need and I met the need. I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew how to pray. So I just prayed. And God developed me in that area, and he helped me walk through spiritual warfare. It wasn't in my ability. It wasn't in my strength. And if you don't think at times I was looking a little nervous, like, whoa, what is that? But I still did it because I loved her. I loved her. So he provoked me to learn how to do it. And I'm sharing all of this because I need you to understand that none of us in this body just knew how to do stuff.
That's right.
We didn't. Like, we just took a chance and did it. Like, nobody said, and step by step, this is how you do it. This is, go right, go left. Do I do this? It didn't happen like that. You have to get this connection first. And when you have this connection, he started teaching you the things he needed you to know. Because we all have a piece of work to do in the body. I know that God is speaking to a lot of us, right? So I took little steps to God, and I pressed on. I stayed active. My whole walk with God, I've been active. And sometimes I was tired, but I stayed active. I've never been inactive in the body. Never have. Because I love God, and I love the people. And when I say I love the people, I just kind of really want to explain that, because sometimes people are like, you don't love me, you don't even know me. God know you, I know him.
Amen.
And guess who knows you? Him.
Amen.
So, because I know he knows you, my love is genuine. It's sincere. I love everybody in the body, and I don't care where you're at in your walk. I have a sincere love for you, because God has a sincere love for you. And my connection is here. So I need to put that out there. So really this lesson came about because recently God started giving me revelation, and I just really felt compelled to share with the body, because I believe that our mindsets need to be changed and some things need to be removed. So a couple of weeks ago, Sister Jordan and I are having a conversation, and she's talking about spiritual warfare. And she's telling me the story. And I go, so did you pray for everybody? Like, after I hear the story, I'm like, did you pray for everybody? And she looked at me. And with all sincerity, she goes, no, I prayed for me. And it pierced my heart. Because I knew she was sincere about what she said, right? I knew she did not know. Because after that, what she said is, that's what you do. That's what you do. You pray for spiritual stuff. You have the Holy Ghost, you have spiritual, right? I'm not saying run up to people and lay hands. That's not what I'm saying. But you can pray for every situation, and you don't have to lay hands. And you can remove a demon because you have the same power and authority in the Holy Ghost as anybody else. Now, again, I'm not saying run up and put your hands on people. Don't do that. That's a no-go, right? But you have the power and authority to pray. You have that. It's given already. As soon as you got the Holy Ghost, you have that power, right? But then after that, so that didn't do the whole lesson, right? Of course, God has to show me a whole bunch of stuff. But another thing came up. I was talking to an individual, and God started revealing that they were afraid to step into things because they're new and it's unknown. And we think we have to do all these things like the next person. And so we think I'm so embedded in sin, I can't do anything for him. A mindset, that's a mindset, right? I'm not saying keep sinning, but when you're active, it'll pull you out.
That's right.
When you stay still, you get visited. When you try not to live in places, you get living in, so we have to be active as a body.
That's right.
Okay? So God's equipping. So if you're stuck in a place and you're like, I'm not quite sure how to get out, get active. Get active. That's your answer. And when you say, what active should I do? Pray.
That's right.
Start with prayer. For real. Start with little stuff. Like, when God moved on Sunday, it was just everybody active.
That's right.
And there was so much power in that activity.
That's right. Amen.
It doesn't take Superman. It doesn't. It just takes you being obedient to what he's telling you to do at that moment. That's it. So I want to diminish the thoughts that we have in our head that that's for other people. It's not. It's for all of us. And all of us have to grow, right? So if you think that interceding or spiritual warfare is only for Sister Dawn, and you're standing back, and then Sister Dawn is no longer in this body, who's going to fight the battle? But it's because God gave us a platform to teach. He gave us a platform to grow spiritually. He gave that to us. And we're kind of wasting time. We're wasting time because we're not doing it for whatever your reason is, right? We're not doing it. He wants us to step into a position so others can step into their positions, right? So recently, JZL made a choice to step up and teach. He was nervous. We prayed for God's anointing to go before him, and that's exactly what God has done. God told him years ago to teach, and he didn't do it at that time because he felt like he had to get him right. Right? But really, he just had to be obedient to what God said to do. But listen to this. When JZL stepped into his position, Jalen was able to step into her position, which is getting out of the way. Because before then, Sister J was teaching Sunday school. That's not what God needed her to do, but nobody would do the piece of work. Nobody was doing that piece of work. So she couldn't get in position. That means the body is off kilter because we're not in our rightful positions, right? And then recently God told me, I won't be teaching Sunday school anymore. And for a week straight, God taught and told me who would. And so I'm talking to Brother Josiah. And I already told all these people I was going to call them out, don't you? I was talking to Brother Josiah, and I go, Josiah is funny. I love Josiah. I love Josiah. Well, I know Josiah, did God tell you to teach? Josiah does this, y'all. He goes, teach what? I'm like, Josiah, did God tell you to teach? Teach what? Did God tell you to teach the high school class? Yeah. Right. I'm looking at Josiah like, I said, Josiah, go out there and you tell Sister J and Pastor Marquise, you need to get in your rightful position because I need to reposition.
Right.
When we don't get in our position, you're stopping somebody from moving to their position. We can't do that. So now I'm on a tangent, so let me just go, right? So the other thing about this is this. Okay, listen, everybody listen. Wednesday is Developmental Wednesday. It is to develop. Brother Murray does not need to develop. Pastor Marquise does not need to develop. That's not their role. That's our role, right? Let me tell you why it's our role. So when the revival comes through the door, we're all prepared. We're all prepared to disciple. We're all prepared to teach. I don't care how scared you are, do it anyway, because you'd rather do it in front of us than a whole bunch of strangers you've never seen before. It is a difference, right? It is. Maybe you'd be like, I ain't never going to see them again. I'm going to see these people again. I don't know. But nonetheless, do what God is asking you to do. Consider one another. So when God is pushing you to do something, don't stay quiet. Even if you're scared, you pray. But get into your role. It's not okay to stand still. It's not. It's time to move. Okay, so I'm asking the body to stop holding up the movement of the body, please. That we will activate and be unafraid and let him do what he needs to do so we can release others into the rightful position. And some of you know that you should be teaching, right? Sunday school, developmental Wednesday, you need to develop in that area. But you're not doing it. But kind of this is what that looks like. Because I like illustration, right? Because I do real good with seeing it in my head. So here's the illustration. When you just do what God told you to do, what will happen is we'll have people at the altar working it. And we'll have people in the sanctuary praying for the service. And we'll have help praying others through. And we'll be able to show ourselves friendly. We're not exhausted from doing your job, our job, and this other job, right? And then we'll keep the spirit of miracles, signs, and wonders because we're all in proper order. So, let me show you, because again, I'm very, very visual. And I think if you guys can see it, you'll understand, okay? So, I want everybody but the high school students to come stand right here, right in front of the TV, right here. Not you, Pastor Marquise, not you, Sister Jay, and not you, Brother Murray. Everybody just come stand. Yep. Now just on freestyle. Everybody. Come on. Everybody's
here. High school.
Oh, not the high school. I'm sorry. Not you, Kelly, and not you, Majestic. Sorry. But you guys are going to stand up, but just not with them. So then I need J-Air, Josiah, JZL, right here in front. And then I need all the youth group right here.
Yes.
And everybody's going to face this way. But the reason why you're facing this way and the reason why I did it right in front of Zoom, because they're the body too, right? But this is what revival looks like. It's the whole body prepared for all the people that will walk in this door and sit in these chairs, right? And as we move into our position, right? As we start doing these little things to build up and prepare for the people coming into the body, your front line is this one right here. Love your people. Love the body. Love them enough to pray for them, right? Because God's going to use everybody. But God said they're going to go first. Pastor Marquise just said they're going to go first. And if you thought it was going to be easy, it's not. So we got to pray to keep a hedge of protection, right? So we're all aware of what's coming through that door. Because when they come through that door, they're not going to have any Jesus, right? They're not. We don't know what we're working with. So we have to be prepared. And then, Brother Murray, if you could come over here, please. I'm doing this exactly how God showed me. And then, Jaylon, can you sit one seat back? And then, Brother Murray, can you sit right here? So this is their rightful position. It's to teach us to disciple. They've already deposited the word in us. It's for us to be active, right? And then what will happen is Jaylen can go to where God needs her to be, because right now she's on pause because we're not in our rightful position. And I love my sister. So I'm real serious about this. I'm in a revival, and she's going to get up and do what God needs her to do. She's not going to keep sitting because we're chewing, which she's not. She's not going to cry that she can't help the body. She's not going to do that. She's not. It's not an option. So we're all going to get in our rightful position. And when I say they're sitting here to preach. That's what they do. They preach. But you got a body full of workers. Work! We got to work. I don't care how new you are. I don't care how scared you are. Take the baby steps to get you to where you need to be, because all the revival's coming through that door. And if you're not prepared, you might slip up and fall. And that's the truth. So God's given us the platform. He's given us the weapons. He's given us the tool to do a piece of work. So let's do that piece of work. That's all I got. So when I say move into position, you still got to take Bible studies if you haven't taken any Bible studies. And then after you have Bible studies, you need to learn how to teach those Bible studies, right? You have to learn how to do these things, right? And when I say intercede, if God didn't put it on your heart to pray for somebody, you're not going to intercede anyway, right? And when I say spiritual warfare, it's when God equips you, right? So I'm not saying sprint into these positions. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying stop holding back from these positions, thinking it's somebody else's job. It's not. It's the body's job to be fully functional. And when God's given you that motion to teach or to do something more than what you're doing, do it. Amen. Just be obedient and do it. Amen. Right? Then I got to say one more thing, right? God. I think Pastor Marquis said it, but Brother Murray might have said it. I don't know whose message you came from. I just take a lot of notes, right? But the flood is coming, and God is gathering. And if you're not working with God, then you're doing it for yourself. So we have to be real careful of our motives, right? We don't want to do it for us. It's not about us. It's for the love of God and for the body. It's not a show. It's not how spiritual we can be. It's none of that. It's all for God. Right? So he'll teach you. You just got to quit saying no. And then the last thing that I took from somebody's notes is there's a purpose and a function you have in the body. Pray about it. Seek God until you know what your purpose and your function is. Okay? And every time the post office comes, God moves our leaders to go gather, right? He sends them to a harvest so we can bring people in. But we have a little bit of breakdown in the body when they're gone. But this year, we're not going to have that. Right. We're going to do what God told us to do. We're going to be unafraid. We're going to move forward. And we're going to do it in decency and order. We're going to follow the program like what we do right now. But we're going to be unafraid to move into our position so the body is still functioning. Because the truth is, revival doesn't have a pause button. It doesn't get the pause because they're gathering people. It doesn't. Right? So we have to move forward like God tells us to move forward. We can't go all over the place like, I think I'm supposed to do this. And you're like, are you sure you're supposed to do that? Get confirmation. It's okay. Get a little confirmation. All that. So we're not all over the place. But what we don't want to do is when they leave, is go down here like this and wait for them to come back and build back up. That's not an option. Okay? Okay, for real, I'm not pressing.
All right.